Joshua says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." With Election Day taking place this Tuesday, you've got a choice. Do you side with a candidate who will do work according to the will of the select few, or a candidate who will do the work according to the will and word of God? We read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31, "Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways." It's Jesus who tells us in John chapter 15, verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." Yet even with that direction from Jesus, there are those who say that they're Christian, that they bow to false teachers, embrace lies and conspiracies, speak evil about others, and make threats to those who they see as enemies, all under the false concept of, you've heard of it, spiritual warfare. We're told throughout the Bible that the arrival of false teachers will be one of the many signs of the end times. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Yet we have so many fall prey to them. When the will of people is placed over the will of God, it's not just the perpetrators who suffer the consequences. But led to this understanding in Deuteronomy 32, this is where Moses is warning the Jewish people about how disobedience to God results in an entire land becoming infected. Verse 24, Moses says, "They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust." So how should a Christian vote? It's God's word that makes things crystal clear on a variety of topics important today. Let's start with crime. Jesus gave direction to a man who was seeking salvation. This is Matthew chapter 19, verse 18, where the man says to Jesus, "Which ones?" meaning which commandments to follow. And Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness." So if someone wants to excuse a person who commits any of those acts, that's certainly going against the direction of God. Abortion? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. They include a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood." Marriage? Leviticus 20 addresses this idea in many ways, including in verse 13. "If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination." Education, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, calls for teachers to teach truth instead of personal beliefs. Reading here, "As I urged you when I went to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith." Religion and faith? Well, where to begin with how the Bible enforces that freedom? In book after book, you can read about Paul being imprisoned to face death, but still remains faithful. Story of Daniel being tossed into the fiery furnace, only to escape unscathed, with the help of a pre-human Jesus, by the way, who stood in the fire with Daniel and his friends. Why place faith and freedom to worship as paramount? Answer is found in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, and it is written, the just shall live by faith." So, going back to what we started with, who do you choose to stand with on Election Day? Government or God?